Perfectly Sane Show is hosted by Vagary.tv, where you can get all your entertainment and podcasting needs. It's also sponsored by GoDaddy.com, where you can get all your domain and hosting needs. And if you use the code PSANE749, you'll get 749.com prices this week.
Yeah.
I got some panties I could people up with.
I think you should keep this
back at sophomore year college.
And you found them while you were moving?
Yeah, haven't been washed since.
Dude, that is awesome.
Holy shit.
Creepy, I keep other people's underwear for 5 years.
Oh, like you never did that.
I never did that.
Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode number 23.
Jordan!
Yes. Oh, God.
Shoot it!
MVP, most valuable Persian.
Dude, me and Jordan go back. Go ahead.
I'm here, as usual, with Tony.
Yeah, I'm here. I got nothing witty to say this time.
Fozzie.
The Foz is in.
And Jeff.
Hey, what do you hear? What do you say?
All right, so before we kick this all off, Fozzie, why don't you explain where the hell you've been for the past week?
Dude, just really just been working, man.
No, that can't be the answer.
No, dude, I swear to God, it's been hectic as fuck. I have three projects I'm doing. I'm all by myself, like. All the time I've just been fucking running back and forth. I know, it's crazy, but yeah, it's just...
We were beginning to think maybe you got arrested and we were going to...
No.
I think Fozzie's mom just left him behind at
something. I did check out Twitter before.
She just remembered this morning, oh yeah, Fozzie's not here, and went back to get him.
No. Well, I mean,
he's been living at a local 7-Eleven.
I have
living off of beef jerky
with...
and... In a 40-year-old English.
God damn it, Napo. Son of a bitch. I was going to say I have been Napo's mom recently, but that didn't work, so. I don't know. I've just been busy, man. That, Dead Space, just enjoying life.
You can't be more busy than me, son.
I'm sorry. Was there like a busy like limit and then you've reached it or something?
I think I'm more busy than you and I've been around the internets. I think you're up to something. I think you're plotting something.
Jeff, I think he was kidnapped by lesbian pirates. I'm going with that.
That's not a bad deal.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see any problem with that. Lesbian pirates sounds pretty amazing.
Alright, so let's... kick us off. Well, Fozzie, you've been so busy. Have you been able to play anything?
Napo's mom. Playing, yes. Like I said, a lot of Dead Space. By a lot, I mean like a couple hours. But that game is a game where, you know, I'm not a fan of the horror at all. So that's a game that I play like half an hour a day of and I get my fix for.
That's where he's been. He's been cowering in his closet.
Dude, Dead Space is pretty freaky, I'm not gonna lie. But like I do it legit, you know, like I have all the lights off, you know, I'm in the zone, like it's just me and the TV.
It's the way to do it.
Yeah. So I mean I'm manning up. I'm doing it right.
Alright.
No sunshine.
So you think you're gonna make it through there and give Dead Space 2 a shot?
Yeah, well I definitely wanna power it through the weekend. You know, just fucking just Saturday night or something. But I'll probably pick up Dead Space like in the summertime when it's like $30 or something. That'd be good. Cool. I still want to get Little Big Planet. Have you guys gone that yet?
Yes.
Well, Jeff, why don't you tell us about Little Big Planet 2?
You better, better.
It's pretty cool, man. I've I put a couple hours into it. I think like the level design and the story levels is better than the first one by a lot.
Really?
Because of the things that they added, like the jump pads, and you're always kind of doing something different in every level. It's like a lot of variety to it. So like you might like hate the fact that, you know, like Sackboy, he's got a lot of weight to him, but you'll be flying around some of the levels, like just bouncing off of shit and going through gerbil tubes and shit. I don't know. I think it's very good.
Well, you know, I love gerbil tubes, so.
There is a level of gerbil tubes that go through, like, a factory. It's freaking awesome.
No, but so have you played many of the user-created levels? Like, on
I, like, checked it out right away, like, before I even checked out the story, and there wasn't that much up yet. I did take a look at Greg's asteroid level, Greg Miller.
Yeah.
And I thought it was, like, broken.
Nice.
And I found a level that Javi made. I don't know. I think he might have made it on the first one, or I don't know, but it was weird.
Oh, Javi made one already?
I don't know if it was from Little Big Planet 1 or 2.
Oh, okay, I got you, because they transferred over?
Yeah, like you could put a filter up saying, like, I only want to see Little Big Planet 2 planets when
I
see it.
Oh, okay, but I got you, I got you.
I'm not sure.
Ty.
So, if you like Little Big Planet 1... 2 is a purchase?
Yeah, definitely. If you didn't like the first one, probably not, though.
So there you go, Tony.
Alright, so I will buy it when it's down to, you know, $10.
Yee-hoo!
I did with the first game.
How dare you.
And then I traded it back for more money than I bought it for.
There you go. You made out on the deal.
You know how to work the system.
You actually got paid to play Little Big Planet.
I got Fable 2 or Fable 3 on Black Friday for $25.
Nice.
I traded it in for $32 and bought three more games with it.
That's awesome.
You just got to know when to make the deal, so.
Yeah, doggy.
Anything else, Jeff?
No, I've been pretty busy. I've been lucky that I've gotten to play as much Little Big Planet as I did.
All right.
Oh, Mr. Busy Guy over here. Excuse me. Let's all bow down to your busy schedule there, Captain.
Well, not all of us could spend our days with lesbian pirates.
Dude, lesbian pirates. Fucking yo-ho-ho. Anyways.
You do realize they're lesbians, right?
Look,
you can watch.
Not only can I watch, I can just poke something in there real quick. Be like, hey, what happened there?
I have a quick one.
Just go with it.
I have a quick little anecdote I could share with you guys very quickly that has nothing to do with anything.
Oh, okay.
I had a dream that I was fucking my boss last night, and like, you know, I'm about to like, you know, fuck her, right? She's like, yeah, you know, before you go any further, there's something you should know. She's like, I was born a man. I was like, what? And I examined her and shit.
And then you did it anyway.
I think I woke up, it was like a nightmare at that point.
Isn't that fucked up? More part of this.
Yeah.
I don't think Fox's old enough for this discussion. Napo,
just shut it. No
one's serious. Yeah, I have not picked up Little Big Planet 2 yet. Hoping to get to that at some point. For the most part this week, I've been playing through Venetica still. Yeah. Alright, so I got further than where we were at this point last week. And one of the main locations of the game is Venice. Which is, you know, also one of the locations in Assassin's Creed. Yeah, so they should not have set this game in Venice.
Wait, what game?
Venetica.
Oh, Venetica.
Yeah. It's just, they They should have maybe just made it a fake, like a fake world. Don't set it in
Venice, yeah.
Or because evidently,
why is it not? Yeah. What's the problem though?
It's when you like look back, you can go and you can play in Venice in Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed 2. And then you put this Venice out there and it's like, wow, it's unpopulated. It's just kind of ugly looking.
Yeah.
It's very small. Like everything is bigger because like your character is bigger and all the buildings look bigger. But when it comes down to actually being able to interact with the city and, you know, move around in the city, it's so much smaller.
Gotcha.
It's just like they could have called it anything else, and it might have been, you know, serviceable because the story isn't realistic in any way whatsoever. You play the daughter of death, so obviously it's not realistic.
Come on, that happened to me once.
it's kind of like you just scratch your head and go, why would they make this as the setting when a game such as Assassin's Creed is out there? And like,
right,
it's like, wow, okay, so you, like you're gonna draw that comparison regardless because, you know, it's the same city. You say it's a city and you have one that looks realistic and one that kind of looks like a joke, and it's aside from that, it's still buggy as hell. The characters just disappear at points. It has some of the worst loading times I've ever seen. I decided to install it at one point during the week because the load times were just taking forever. Installing it didn't speed it up, at least not noticeably. So it's... Even at $40, so it's a budget price game.
All right.
I would say skip it.
Well, that's an official skip-a-rooney for that one.
Unless
see
you really, really like a broken Fable, more broken than Fable.
Well, I was about to say broken Fable. No, it's broken. Yeah.
More broken than Fable.
I see. Excellent.
That type of game.
So right up Sean Hughes's alley right there.
Possibly. He might really like that game.
That could be Game of the Year 2011 for
game
that man.
Game of the Year, exactly.
early contender. Anyways.
I'm playing some more Final Fantasy IX, but said don't...
What?
Don't really want to get into that until I
get
that out towards the end. So Tony, what have you been up to?
I finished Just Cause 2 this week. I think it's clawed its way into my top 10 games of the year.
That game is
awesome. Oh yeah, sorry for 2010. So
I was about to say
I really enjoyed it. I mean, the story is absurd. It's just a basis for all these insane actions that you do. I mean, the stuff you do in the game is crazy, and it's all fun, and it's so easy to do. Like, I have to applaud them for their control scheme, because the controls are so intuitive, and you're doing crazy stuff like swinging from one helicopter to another and jumping from one vehicle to another and that kind of thing, and it's just so easy to do. And the farther you get through the game, the more crazy the stuff you do, like jumping from missiles and I don't know.
Wait, is this Just Cause you're talking about?
Yeah, Just Cause 2.
Yeah, I really want to get that game. It looks fucking amazing.
I can't believe I skipped it, having played it now, because it is so good.
It's cheap, too, but still, it's like $35, so we'll wait just a little bit longer.
I think it was like the best action game of last year.
You know, if it had a story and like characters that you could actually hang your hat on, you could put it up there with Red Dead and Mass Effect. I mean, it's an absolutely stunningly beautiful game. The gameplay is amazing, but I mean, there's no story whatsoever.
There's no hook other than the gameplay,
right?
Like, and the towns are kind of generic. Like, they kind of look repeating. Like, they kind
of make sense a little bit. Yeah, there's you can go from town to town, there's exactly the same thing in a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Some of them are unique, though. I mean, there's, what is it, the Three Kings Hotel and the Mile High Club. And
the Mile High Club!
Yeah.
Did you beat the final boss?
I did, yeah.
See, I gave up, and then I sold it. I was right.
Why did
there,
you give so, up?
I don't know. Was he, like, I remember him being kind of hard. He was, like, pissing me off for some reason.
Tony beat him on his first try. It took him 25 seconds.
Ah, no, it wasn't that easy. I mean, he did kill me a couple times. But
yeah.
I have power to say. I filled him full of lead.
So, anything else besides Just Cause 2?
Oh, in honor of the release of Mass Effect 2 on PS3, I started a new game of Mass Effect 2.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
That game is so awesome. There's nothing bad about it.
So how are you playing it this time?
I'm playing as a Sentinel. So the last time I played through as a soldier, so I figured I'd change it up, give myself a few powers, and cripple my old playing style, because I was more the shotgun, sniper rifle type. And I don't have those now. I have my pistol.
Nice.
I'm going to replay that too.
I mean, you can play through it with a different type of character, and like the fighting is completely different. Like, it plays completely different.
Yeah, I might try Soldier or something. I think it was a Vanguard.
Dude, Soldier is awesome. You get the slow motion, like, it just makes your life so much easier. And then you get the sniper rifle and you fucking own people. I have, like, two more achievements before I perfect that game, like, get 100% on it. But one of them is I have to replay the whole game on Insanity. So
have fun with that.
So, yeah. Good luck. No, I have to go with Shooter. That's the only way I'm going to get through that one, if I just do, like, the basic Soldier. So, yeah.
I don't know. I'm finding it easier this time than when I played through as a Soldier.
Really?
So, maybe it's just because I know what I'm supposed to do, but I don't know. I find myself dying a lot less.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
So, why don't we jump into some news?
News.
We need to have some sort of news theme so we can cover that over every
week. That was a news theme right there. What the hell are you talking about? That was fucking gold. It's fucking for the 1940s Morse code.
All right, Tony, kick us off.
All right, we have a lot of really interesting news, so I'm going to start with this story instead.
Oh, that's nice.
There is an MMO called Runes of Magic that has roughly 3.5 million players. And apparently they've been cracking down lately on their servers, on some of the forums, and like observing their employees really closely and that sort of thing. So a hacker, Augustus 87, was able to hack all the accounts for the MMO and has declared war against the owners of Runes of Magic. He has the account information, apparently, of a bunch of people, and is threatening to post 1,000 account names and passwords every day until his demands are met. And he has a little list of demands. It's pretty funny. One of the demands, ironically, is protect personal info.
Well, I think that what exactly are his demands? What is he trying to get out of this? Is what I'm wondering.
He says no more closed threads, no more deleting threads on their forums. Better treatment of employees worldwide, more transparency with customers, secure game clients against cheating and modding, protecting personal info, and stopping spying on their employees.
Man, I wish someone would do that to GameStop.
Damn, dude.
That'd be awesome. I mean,
that's a pretty hard, like, what would you do in that situation if you're the CEO? Would you give in, or, I mean, would you hold out? Because that's people's information, so.
We don't negotiate with terrorists.
Well, what they did was they deleted his forum post and released a statement saying that he only had obtained outdated login data. And they called the attack a serious criminal offense and are in the process of pressing charges with law enforcement. So,
yeah, he is kind of screwed, though. Did he give out his name and everything?
Well, I mean, they know he's Augustus 87, but, you know, as a hacker, it's probably pretty easy.
Yeah, I mean, he could probably change his IP address all the time, so. I was about to say, I was like, well, if they know his name, then he's kind of screwed, so. Yeah, I mean, the company could be telling the truth, but they could also be, like, bullshitting just to get around the fact that they could be screwed and they need to figure out what the fuck they're doing. So, I mean, this guy could actually have people's private information and stuff. I mean, is it a pay-to-play MMO? Like, is it people's credit cards and stuff?
It is a free-to-play MMO.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to say, really? Maybe you need, like, a credit card to, like, play it or something. But, I mean, it could be devastating. I don't know.
I don't know. Have you guys ever had issues with that? Like, your Xbox Live account or anything? Like, somebody trying to get your password or...
I've gotten, like, spam messages after, like, playing, like, Call of Duty or something. Like,
right, get your recon armor here and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like, or I can get you to, like, level 9 prestige. Send me your password. Send me your account and password information and 1,600 Microsoft points, and
I know all that shit's like seriously. It's like okay.
It's like, how about I don't give you anything?
Right.
Oh my God! There's this Nigerian princess that needs to be saved. Send me $10 quickly so I could save her. She's going bananas. I don't know, right, Jeff?
Sure.
God damn it!
I'm just thinking like a Nigerian Mario right now. Yeah.
I know, that's what I was thinking, Nigerian Mario. That's amazing.
Alright, what else we got?
Well, I'm sure you guys have been closely following the case of GeoHot, the hacker who hacked the PlayStation 3 hardware. Apparently, since the hack is now posted on the internet, a lot of people have been using it. To the point where games like Modern Warfare 2 have been rendered unplayable by the number of hackers.
Game was kind of unplayable to begin with.
Well, for some reason, it's really easy for people to hack. It doesn't. There's no security on the actual disk or in anything that Infinity Ward programmed. They were relying on the console security. So whenever the consoles are hacked in any way, modern, like, Infinity Ward games become instantly the biggest target with the huge number of people that play and the fact that it's just, there's no defense after that. So Infinity Ward and Activision are claiming that it's up to Sony to fix the problem and that there's absolutely nothing they can do about the hacking on the PS3 at this point.
They couldn't put a patch in, like, they couldn't put, like, because I know there's, like, anti-cheat measures that they have on PC games. Like, they couldn't write something like that for the PS3? Like, really?
According to Robert Bowling, he's the community manager or whatever for Infinity Ward.
Yeah.
He says, unless the security exploit itself is resolved, then the platform updates to the game through patches will not resolve the problem. At this time, we do not have the ability to restore or adjust individual stats. So whoever is hacking is free to do whatever they want. Sony needs to fix the problem.
And this is why I don't play competitive multiplayer on the PS3.
It sounds awful, and it also sounds dead.
Yep.
Indeed.
What about Black Ops? Is that being affected as well?
Black Ops has not been affected.
So Treyarch wasn't stupid.
No, Treyarch actually has protection in their software.
Treyarch put a condom on.
Yeah, well done.
Never go unsheathed.
That's right.
Don't raw dog it.
Shut it, Chris, and continue on with the freaking podcast, stupid little man.
All right. What do we got next?
Been drinking. I apologize.
Well, meanwhile, Xbox released an update this week. I think Fozzie experienced it in an extreme way.
I was so disappointed. It was like, it's kind of like, it's like Sony made a deal with them. Like, okay, make your updates longer and we'll give you $20 million. And that's what happened. Because that was like the longest update I've ever had in my life on my Xbox. And it kind of scared me. I was like, what is going on? It's fucking 20 minutes long. I don't like this whatsoever.
Yeah, but
it was not happy times.
But how many times have you had an update like that on the PS3?
Oh, it's every time. But that's what I'm saying. Like, with my PS3, it's the standard. I'm like, oh, well, this sucks. But then again, it's the PS3. What's new? But with my Xbox, whoa. 20 minutes, that don't cut it.
When was this? I haven't turned on my Xbox.
This yet. Was actually like the past 2 days. It was the 19th and the 20th. They released all the updates.
You'll need to do it when you update it.
Yeah, and you're not going to like it, dude. You're going to have to like go and make dinner or something because it takes that long.
It took me like 2 minutes. So.
Yeah, you have like a T3 like line, dude. I don't know what you have, but for us normal people, yeah, it takes 15 minutes.
I did see that I think it took 15 minutes for mine, but
shut it, Chris.
My wife went on to play Dance Central, and I walked out, and it was like updating, and she was just kind of like standing in the living room, and I was like, "What are you doing?" She was like, "Well, you told me to always update it if it says to update." I'm like, okay, and it was done in a couple minutes, so I don't think she was standing out there for 15 minutes.
Oh, that's nice.
There's our news music right there. That's so much better than the.
Yeah, I like that actually. Might have to isolate that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a little bit longer than normal. But what did that update entail, Tony?
That update was actually a security measure. It was to prevent the booting up of burned copies of Halo Reach, Call of Duty Black Ops, and Modern Warfare 2. So if you have a burned copy of one of those games, the first time you try to use it, it will cause your Xbox to throw up a blank screen. And the second time you try to boot on the same disc, it'll cause the console to actually turn off.
Boom.
So
Microsoft says none of that shit on my call, bitch.
Yeah.
So that's how he rolls. Yish.
Oh, fortunately for me, I play all my games on an actual disc, so.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because piracy is wrong.
Right. Unless they're lesbians.
In which case, it's just so right. More news! Breaking news!
Alright, what's next?
I guess the big story of the week that everybody will be talking about is the 3DS announcement by Nintendo. So, it's official.
Yay.
It's coming out March 27th for $250.
Nice. Were any of you guys surprised by the price? I mean, that's what I was probably thinking it'd be, maybe $199. But
I was hoping for $199.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not surprised by it at all, because I think that's what everyone was guessing was $250. But
yeah.
Yeah. I still think $250 is too high for it, but
are you going to buy it day one?
No.
No.
Well, I would, but I think I might have to go to Boston instead and say fuck
it. Yeah. I'm talking about.
And there's no games coming out on day one.
Yeah.
We don't know what games, but
I might buy it for the holiday. I guarantee you by holiday season, you'll probably be able to pick it up for $199.
I don't know. It depends how it's selling.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, the XL dropped in price last year, like, $20, and because it wasn't selling too great. But still.
And this is going to sell like fucking hotcakes. I guarantee you this holiday.
To kick off.
Yeah.
I think to kick off it will. I'm not sure how it's going to sell after that initial like fanboy rush, though.
It is on the pricey side, though. I mean, $250, when you look at it, most parents will probably be like, well, shit, I could get my son a fucking PS3 or Xbox for that price, you know, like a good Xbox.
Right.
So, I mean, you really have to commit to it. You know, it's a lot of money. It's not like a DS or a PSP.
And I haven't heard any official reports, but I thought I heard rumors that the actual 3DS games were going to be $50 pop. If that's true, that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
I forgot to look at the price at my work, but I saw a rumor that it was 40. Like, okay. Somewhere around 40.
Well, 40 is, it's a slight bump over what it is now, but that's more reasonable than 50 bucks. Like, $50, you're, like, entering, like, you know, that's what a Wii game costs.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. And for, like, remakes, they're mainly just remakes at the point it's what people are most excited for.
Yeah, like Metal Gear Solid 3 and Ocarina
of Time. Yeah. So...
The one game I want isn't going to be at launch, and it's not even, like, they're not even guesstimating when it'll be out, and that's the Resident Evil Revelations or whatever.
Oh, God. That game does
They have Resident Evil The Mercenaries, but it's like it's like a prototype version. They just cut out, like, all the other stuff.
And the other thing I'm really excited about, which is downloading Game Boy and Game Boy Color games, isn't going to be available day one. I don't understand what the fuck they're thinking by doing that.
Yeah.
It seems like they're launching with half a console, right? I mean, the launch titles aren't that particularly attractive. And they're just releasing without a bunch of features, which they say are coming, but...
They're rushing to get the thing out, I think.
Yeah. There's a distinct lack of first-party titles, too.
Which is surprising, because it's Nintendo. I mean,
you think there'd be one game that you pick up the system for, you know?
Do you think they might be rushing it out because there's that potential for the PSP2 coming out and the iPad 2, and like of course like Apple's going to release like the iPhone 5 come June.
Yeah.
All those will be comparable price wise.
They're rushing it for something.
Probably be more powerful. Because I mean, there were rumors that came out this week that the iPhone 5 and whatever the next iPod Touch version would be will have some sort of 3D implemented in it as well.
I think that 3D, like before, I wasn't sold on it, but the glasses 3 free like 3D. I mean, and the fact that they're now able to, even with TVs, they're able to do it so that even at a wide angle, you can see the 3D, which is really cool. So, I'm interested to see where they go, like within the next 5 years. You know.
Yeah.
Also, holograms. Ayo.
Once we get the holodeck, I'm set.
Oh fuck yeah, dude! Watch football on that? Are you kidding me? It's gonna be fucking amazing.
But I'm with you, Jeff. I think Boston is definitely more appealing than a handheld. I probably won't play all that much.
Yeah, like I definitely have to choose between the two, because at this point I am like in some debt now and shit, and it's just I think I want to wait to recover from Boston like financially and wait till they give me like a Resident Evil or something that I'm just like, oh, I want it, I gotta get it, you know.
Exactly. Or a Zelda or
But it won't Star be Ocarina of Time.
Or a Mario game, or...
Yeah.
I mean, none of those games are in that first 3-month launch window. I mean, am I going to pick up the thing for Pilot Wings Resort?
No.
Pilot Wings? Fuck. Nah, you done did it.
And all the reports say Kid Icarus is not so great.
It's really? Not great. It's also not ready, so...
Yeah.
Hey. That's not good.
Even the reports on Legend of Zelda say, okay, this is Ocarina of Time, but the games that were actually designed for the system look a lot better.
Hey, yeah, I mean, You kind of had to figure that, though.
Yeah.
Cause,
it's just a port.
Yeah, they're running a port of a game that's, what, over 10 years old at this point?
Well over. I won't buy Ocarina of Time for it. I don't get why everyone's so goddamn excited for Ocarina of Time on it. Like,
it fucking looks magnificent. So, I mean, you can tell. And that's nostalgia, dude. If they came out with Final Fantasy VII with updated graphics that look pretty fucking good, yeah, I think I'd buy it.
It looks good for an N64 game. It doesn't. I don't think it looks that
amazing.
Dude,
it doesn't look that amazing. It does. What?
It looks exactly like I didn't see the video.
I saw pictures, so I don't know how good it looks.
The video looks exactly like it did all those years.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh.
Like, I'm not even sure that the game runs in 3D. Maybe the video I was watching wasn't of...
No, it's gotta be 3D.
The 3D
dude.
Wasn't rendering or whatever, but...
That's
it just, it looked the same.
Well, I mean, then again, you didn't see it in 3D, you know? I mean, games look a lot different in 3D. It looks completely night and day, so...
I mean, it's been polished or something a little bit, but it doesn't... It looks great for an N64 game, but...
Yeah.
You know?
And then you got the PSP2 coming out, and they're announcing that it's going to have nearly PS3 ready graphics.
Yeah, I'm finding that hard to believe. I don't remember who I was listening to, but I think it was at the Giant Bombcast, and you know the topic of the PSP2 having that level of quality graphics had come up, and I think it's, you know, the screen's going to be so much smaller that looking at it, like, quickly, it may look really good. And you're like, oh, that looks like a PS3 game. But then, like, once you actually start examining it, you kind of notice that there's, like, the lack of detail that's on the PS3. And
yeah.
I'm sure it's going to be powerful. But it's kind of like, you know, the PSP that's out now, the level of graphics is good. Especially for a handheld, but it's not quite the PS2 level that, you know, they said that it was. So, I'm just wondering about that. Like, I don't really, they're going to pocket a PS3? That seems a little far-fetched to me.
Yeah, that would be hard. It sounds like the announcement of the PSP2 could come pretty soon.
I'd like to hear something about it, so.
As soon as next week. So, oh. Yeah.
Maybe this time next week we'll be talking about that.
That's right. Although, if they do come out with another one, rename the damn thing. Like, the PSP is a failed system. Why?
You think that they shouldn't stick with PSP 2?
Is it failed, though? Like, I mean, it sold 46
I just
million.
Don't think it had enough, like, quality titles, you know? It wasn't a blockbuster hit. I think that it did well, but... Again, I could see where he's coming from.
And it's the only real system that's, you know, been able to compete with the DS, like, not with Nintendo. Maybe not on, like, a number-to-number basis, but, you know, it's been able to hang around.
Yeah.
I suppose. I don't know. There's something about it that it hasn't done as well as you'd have expected a system... That's much more powerful and can do a whole lot more than its competitor could do. Like, something is wrong with the branding. Something is wrong with the marketing. Like, they need to rework that whole image.
Well, I think I could tell you exactly what's wrong with the marketing. I don't even know if it's the marketing. I think it's the way they developed games for it. You know, the DS has a very distinct style of this is how you play games on it. It's different from what you do on your TV. But then you give you the PSP, and what are the biggest games on that? Like God of War.
Well, Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy Crisis Core. Like, but they're all games that are done also. Like, these are types of games that you can play on your home console. There's nothing different about them. They're console games, you know, packaged. So you can take them on the go.
Yeah.
But there's no difference in design philosophy for them, whereas, like, you know, for the Nintendo system, they have to design around that system specifically. But like, if you're going to play God of War, yeah, those God of War games are great on the PSP, but why wouldn't you just play God of War 3?
Right.
Like, it looks better, it plays better, it has, you know, dual analog control on the PS3, and I don't know. I think maybe Sony thought, oh, our fans want, you know, these types of games. They want these console games on the go. But it turned out that maybe that's not what they want. Like, maybe they want the more bite-sized, ready to play on the road type games.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's also, I mean, I think PSP, the games on it are kind of geared towards teenagers, whereas the DS is geared towards kids mostly, or little girls and boys, and I think that's where the handheld market really still is. It's largely about kids.
Toys.
Yeah, that's what toys. Exactly. Nintendo markets it as a toy, and Sony markets it as like a multimedia device.
Yeah. Stupid. There's better options on that front, I think.
Yeah.
What, multimedia?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, why wouldn't, like, if you're a 13-year-old girl, wouldn't you rather have an iPod Touch than a PSP?
I mean, there's
I'm
no
gaming on the go.
Girls,
wouldn't I rather have my gaming laptop than my...
Right. Like, if you're going to play those types of games, like...
Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah, I think you're right with that one, Joe.
Yep, Nintendo's got it nailed.
Good work, Jeffrey.
That's why I'm kind of worried about the 3DS, though, because Nintendo has, you know, since the Game Boy, they have marketed their handhelds as toys. The 3DS is not priced as a toy, though.
Except they know that little kids will keep bitching and whining and moaning until they
get
the goddamn thing.
Oh, dude, are you kidding me? Yeah, like, for Christmas comes around, like, parents are going to be like, oh, I'm going to be the greatest parent ever. I'm going to get this for my kid. Fucking 250, he's going to play it all but three times.
Yeah, well, 250, and then let's say even if the games are...
250, yeah, you got to buy the games, you got to buy charger, you got to buy like the cover so he doesn't break it the first day.
So then you're talking $300 in an economy that's not great. Like,
yeah. And it's just like, I kind of look back and I laugh a little bit because these are like, you know, you really, if you tried and did your homework, you could get Xbox Elite with 120 gigabytes, three quality games for like the same price that you're getting for one DS.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, man, I mean, it's just, that's why I'm not really completely sold on portable gaming, because portable gaming back in the day used to be, it was your cheap alternative. It's not a cheap alternative anymore. It's, you're buying that for the same price you're buying a console for nowadays.
Or more than what
for not console quality titles, because look, it's not like for example, when you look at the God of War, you look at the Final Fantasy, those are not numbered God of War's Final Fantasies. They don't put those spin-offs on console games. They put them on the portable games because those aren't played as much, you know, but you're paying for a quality console system.
It's going to be interesting to see how Sony
it'll still sold out. I mean, fucking,
oh, yeah.
Just like they say, a sucker is born every minute, and America knows this as good as anyone else.
You know, we'll all have one by next Christmas. I bet.
Oh,
you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'll play it all.
I will not. I swear I will not.
I probably will. I guarantee
but
you.
But we're also looking at, like, we play a lot of games. We like to have the new tech.
Yeah.
You know, we're not, like, I mean, I'm in a position where, you know, my daughter has a DS, my son wants a DS, like, that right there, that's, if they both want 3DSs, that's $500 out of the box.
Right.
Like, $500, and we're not even talking games yet.
Yeah. You're not even talking tastes.
I have a third kid.
I guarantee your ass, Junior's going to want one, too.
I'm sure my youngest daughter will want one at some point, but it's like, I can't afford $750 just in...
Not to mention, if you want one too, then that's a cool
fucking
grand.
Like, then you're talking $1,000. Yeah. We're not even talking games yet.
Yeah.
Right.
We're just talking outfitting them with the
hardware. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying, is that, like, you are spending... At that point, you can get a custom PC.
Right.
A custom PC for that price.
And guess what? I would.
Like, but baby,
Daddy's buying himself a new toy.
Yeah. Guess what? You guys can touch it for about 15 minutes a week. Enjoy.
That's, I need to play Skyrim on my PC.
Yeah. No, but, I mean, you do make a good point where that... It's come to a point where portable gaming is more expensive than console gaming, which is, like, ass backwards, but... It is what it is. And, you know, and like I've said, like, in the past before, portable gaming has kind of failed me, but maybe this...
Maybe you failed it, Fozzie. Maybe you failed it.
I'm telling you, dude, it's just that...
Maybe this is the time, Foz.
I'm telling you that the 3D is what gives it the edge, that none of the other portable gaming can give it, because that's the thing about portable gaming. I get excited for it for 1 week, and then I realize I just stick it in the toilet, like in the bathroom. That's pretty much all I play it after that, you know? Because, really, why would I play this game? Because I don't take it out.
So really, like, it needs to just show porn for you, right, Posse?
Yeah, pretty much. It just needs to be a porno device. But no, but I'm serious. Like,
I mean, if you're going to use it in the bathroom, I don't
take it outside of the house. So, like, I kind of feel stupid when I'm playing portable gaming. I'm like, well... My fucking Xbox is right there. I can play that. But this has that 3D capability that nothing else provides. So that's the kicker.
Before we move off of this, did you guys hear about the battery life on the 3DS?
No.
It's like 3 hours.
Three and a half hours if you're using the 3D slider. Boosts up to like between 5 and 8 if you're not using the 3D, but wow, like 3.5 hours, like we're talking PSP Go time there. Like that's not a lot of time.
No.
I know I could play my DS for quite a while, on the Go.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. 3.5.
Maybe it'll be different with the slider off, or I don't know if that makes any difference.
Yeah, well, yeah. Sure. They said about between 5 and 8 hours with the slider off.
Yeah.
Which is better.
I get it.
Yeah. So you guys might want to wait until the second iteration of the 3DS comes out when they improve the battery life on it.
Yeah.
I've waited so long already, though. I passed up the DSi and the XL. I don't have a DS currently. It's pissing me off a little bit.
Keep waiting. Keep waiting. One day one will fall from the sky and land right in your lap.
Well, I want to be standing there.
Lesbian pirates.
ER.
Be awesome.
Lesbian pirates.
All right. What do we got next?
I guess the only other thing I had was the world of StarCraft. Apparently they released a modding kit for StarCraft, and a modder has created a mod of the game, which is to basically make it playing it like you're playing World of Warcraft, except in the StarCraft universe.
Oh.
And he posted a video of it on YouTube, and that very same day Activision came down and ordered him to remove the video.
Oh shit, that sucks.
Yeah, but there is happy news at the end of all of that. Blizzard contacted him, and they're actually going to bring him into their studios and give him like a grand tour and all that, and talk to him about the mod that he's working on, and they're going to let him finish it. So
that's pretty tight.
Well, yeah,
all is happy and well. It looked for a little while like Activision was going all black shirt on them, but that didn't actually happen.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of like one of the big things about StarCraft is like they have all these custom maps and everything, and Blizzard really gave them the modders and everybody like great tools this time around, so that you wouldn't just be making maps, you know, for it. You can make other types of games with these tools. So they had to know something like this would come out of it. Maybe not World of StarCraft, but
yeah. Yeah. I'm assuming, too, they got really worried over the name. I am sure that Activision owns the rights to that name. There's no way that they shouldn't.
Right, right. But I mean, you would need StarCraft 2 to play the game.
Right.
Because that's how that all works. So maybe they will just make them change the name.
The modder also actually got offered a job. Not by Blizzard, but by another MMO company, Riot Games. They took a look at what he had, and they're like, "Oh my God, we're hiring you." So this really worked out for him.
Yeah. So, who says modding doesn't pay?
Jeff does.
Damn it! You beat me to it.
Jeff, there was some movie news this week, though.
Oh, yeah.
Fozzie's like, yes, we're done with news already, and no.
We have crazy movie dude numero one on dose.
Oh, come on, this is...
Let's hear
this
it.
Is good. This is news this that everyone is,
yeah,
should hear about.
Yeah, everyone does love it.
Tom Hardy was cast as Bane. And Anne Hathaway was cast as Selina Kyle in the upcoming Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises.
Ooh, I do like Anne Hathaway. She is
hot.
wait, what's Tom Hardy? That name sounds familiar.
He was in Inception.
Was he the bigger
from
guy?
The Hardy Boys books, Fozzie, from the Hardy Boys books.
Shut it, Napo, you freaking noob.
He also played Bronson. In the movie Bronson, I believe.
I never saw that. But I know what you're talking about. He's like the bigger guy in Inception.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He would probably be a good
He would player. Have to be a very big guy to play Bane.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, actually I saw Arthur Geese posted he posted an image. He said that, it was an image of Tom Hardy and Bronson. The guy is ripped. Big dude.
No, yeah, he looks like a big guy, you know. So
and Bane from like the original Bane from the comics, he wasn't like the hugest dude in the world. Like he wasn't the Bane from Batman and Robin or from the cartoons. Like he's a big dude, and when he injects the Venom serum into him, he gets bigger, but they can make it so it's realistic, so it fits within this world, and it could be pretty interesting.
I'm interested to see how they do that with him, because they've really focused in these remakes of unrealism and like building a Batman universe that you could see as plausible.
Yeah. So maybe just getting him, you know, who he is a big guy. But maybe not making it so, like, you know, ridiculous that it might work pretty well.
Yeah. Well, I have, you know, complete faith in, like, what they're going to go with it, so.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of people that said that Heath Ledger couldn't play the Joker either.
I was just going to say that. I thought that. I was like, what?
So I give Nolan, you know, he has a lot of rope with me, so. Lots of slack there to do what he wants with this.
Right.
I think
you can have your way with Chris Nolan. He just said so.
What were you saying about Hathaway, Joe?
I think she'll be a sexy Catwoman, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Anne Hathaway, she's got a nice little body on her.
But yeah, really a sexy anything. I mean,
hey-o.
She
watch out, Napo's wifey.
I mean, she could play a paraplegic, right? And she'd still be pretty sexy.
Only you. Alright, moving on.
Alright, so I believe Jeff wanted to do football picks. Coming out. We haven't done them in a while.
It's on now, though. It is on now.
Yeah, I've been reading. Only three games left in the season, so.
Yep.
Let's get to it. What do we got this weekend?
Talk to us. The Bears.
Bears.
So Bears. We have Bears and Packers.
7-7 Packers 0.
That's, oh man. I think I'm going to miss the game, too. I'm so fucking sad.
How are you going to miss the game? You need to work. Not do whatever you're going to do instead.
Does it, like, Chicago shut... No, that's Green Bay. Green Bay, like... They, like, shut down that fucking city. I know it's only, like, 30,000 people, but that city is empty. Could you imagine, like, going somewhere, like, during that game? It's not possible. Everyone's, like, in the bar game wasted.
No, they're not in the bar. They're at the stadium because they own the team.
Yeah, the public owns the team in Green Bay, right?
Oh, they do?
Yeah. It's the only public-owned team in the NFL.
That's fucking awesome. Isn't that crazy, though? Like, Green Bay, what type of fucking city is that? And they have, like, one of the greatest football teams ever. It's, like, fucking way to luck out. That'd be, like, fucking Tallahassee game, a football team. Fucking
cheeseheads.
Jeffrey, I don't think you like him too much.
So Jeff is obviously picking Green Bay to win the game.
No. I'm afraid. I'm a little afraid. Definitely afraid, but
you guys should have taken them out on that last game of the season because they are riding in hot. Like I mean, they look unstoppable. I mean, Aaron Rodgers can't do wrong right now, and that defense is straight nasty. So I think Cutler is going to get destroyed. Honestly, I think Clay Matthews is just going to rip his fucking head off, but it's going to be a good game. I mean, you got two fucking badass defenses going at it. I mean, it's not every team that's still in it right now has a legit, like, they're like the top four defenses in the NFL. So that's a game that I love, like just a hard hitting fucking football game. So
yeah, for all the talk about offense taking over the league, I mean, you look at the playoffs so far.
Yeah,
the defense.
I mean, no, when everything fucking. When you look at it, in the end, it always comes down to defense. So, I'm excited. And then we got a Jets-Steeler, too, which is going to be nasty. I mean...
Well, alright. Tony, okay. who are you going with?
I'm going to take Green Bay. I think the defenses cancel each other out, and Rodgers makes more plays.
Yeah, I'm going Green Bay, too. Sorry, Jeff. Looks like you're... Yeah. You're by your lonesome on this one.
Yeah, I'm going with the Bears. Said. I mean, come on, dude.
You have to.
I've only got to see them in the Super Bowl once in my lifetime, and it was a very terrible day.
I'm sick of you people in Chicago winning.
Yeah, one of the people I work with, he's a huge Bears fan, too, so I was like...
How can you not like the Bears? And we got a classic rivalry in this game. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, but I'm a Clay Matthews fan, so I'm going with Packers.
I'm still bitter over the Blackhawks beating the Flyers. So.
Blackhawks. Who cares about hockey? Anyways, move on.
So he hates Chicago. That's basically what he's saying.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So what do we got next, Fuss? What's the other game?
Well, we got good-fashioned Jets and Steelers, and make no mistake, Mark Sanchez outplayed Tom Brady last week.
He didn't outplay Tom Brady. Did you watch the same game I did?
And you lose, sir. Yes, sir. I've been wanting to talk shit to you all week. I was like, "That's
well." You saw the same Sanchez you saw in the game before, which is just
whatever. You don't want to give Sanchez any fucking credit, but the fact is that
the fact is he didn't turn the ball over and he managed.
Yes, exactly. He managed the game, which is what a QB does. And
no, it's what a bad QB does when he's on a good team and doesn't want to fuck it up.
I'm sorry. Did he score three touchdowns and no interceptions?
Did you see the touchdowns he threw though? Not impressive.
Sorry. Lose?
here's what happens in a game like that, though. The Jets' defense keeps the Patriots' offense off the field. The Patriots' defense spends too much time on the field, gets tired. The Jets' running game takes over, also exhausting the defense, and it's really easy to throw the ball. That's how the Jets win a football game. And that's how Mark Sanchez throws three touchdowns.
Mark Sanchez outplayed Tom Brady.
I
don't think he's going to outplay Ben Roethlisberger this week, though.
No, I think it's Tom who takes his game.
No. Big Ben, he's on and off. Like, when he has off games, Pittsburgh is screwed. But when he's on, I mean, Pittsburgh's invincible. So, like, they are very just You don't know what's coming. You don't know what's good. And you know, when you look at Jets right now, their defense is playing at an ungodly level. I do agree with Napo. You know, I mean, Sanchez, he got landed a fucking gold mine. I mean, you've got one of the nastiest defenses right now, and they're playing with a vengeance too. That's what I love about these lower seed teams, because they play so much harder than, like, they don't expect, like, teams like the Patriots or, like, New Orleans to beat them, but, I mean, they, or, I mean, you know, to lose them, but they come out and they play hard, so. I'm going to go Jets. I got Jets for this one.
I'm taking the Steelers.
Jeff?
I'm taking the Jets. It's been a playoff of underdogs.
The Jets win. I'm not even watching the Super Bowl.
Good.
It doesn't matter.
I'll watch so I can root against the Jets. That's why I would watch.
Sanchez will say, fuck you, Dan Marino. You bastard.
Bears.
Well, Chris is a Miami fan, so I got my phone.
I fucking hate the Jets.
Yeah,
Jets are awful.
Oh,
God. I hate the talking. I hate, like...
No, dude. Rex Ryan...
There's a way to win, but you don't have to win like that. I'm sorry.
No, whatever. That's because your Bill Belichick is a little crybaby, and
He's not a crybaby. He doesn't say anything, in fact.
Good. I like that Rex Ryan talks shit. I like that, because he has to back it up. When you talk that much shit, you have to back it up. And if he backs it up, then that just makes it oh so much sweeter.
I'm with Tony on this. I really don't like the way Rex Ryan handles himself, but I got to give him credit for he played the game to perfection the week before the Patriots. He took all the pressure off of his team. He put it all on him. All eyes were on him. Like, his team had there was nothing there. He made the game about him, and his team could go in loose, and they did.
Exactly. Well, no.
He put his best foot forward.
Whoa. Let's not get with the foot fetish jokes, okay? That's my boy you're talking about. Look, he
put his foot in his mouth.
Tony. That's true, yeah. Sometimes he gets in it hand over foot, you know.
I'm just saying that in this day and age where everything is like, you know, like PR and like to the book, like Rex Ryan just says, fuck you, I'm going to do this shit my way. And like, he does it well. He can back it up.
And he sticks his foot right in their asses.
And you may make fun of him, but he may have a Super Bowl ring, and that's after his second year as a fucking head coach. I mean, the Jets have been to the AFC Championship game twice so far. I mean, and they've beaten legit teams to get there. So, I mean, you can see that they've been going nowhere but up since Ryan's been there. So let him be a little egotistical.
He's just as arrogant and cocky as his dad was, and I hated his dad, so...
Whatever, get off. He makes the NFL interesting. That's what I love about life.
You know what makes the NFL interesting? The players.
Yeah.
That's why I watch it.
Okay.
But, alright, so, we've all made our picks. We got two Jets, two Steelers...
I'm not happy.
Three Packers and one lone bear over there.
The Bears.
There we go. We'll see how it turns out. And then
I'm gonna laugh at all your faces.
What Bears. if the Jets win?
If it's a fucking Jet Packer fucking Super Bowl, that'd be glorious. Shut up, Bush.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We're gonna do some listener mail. All right, so we are back.
Hello!
Oh, my God.
Well, these
you back to your rice patty, okay?
Oh, so shall we? Did not know this is podcast.
Well, now you do.
We had an Asian listener. I think he's gone now. Yeah. Bye.
Dal?
Sorry, Dal.
Where are you? All right,
Singapore. Oh yeah, so we got some listener mail.
Listener mail.
Tony, you have some too, right?
I think I have one question.
Okay.
Hey.
Let me check the Twitter feed as well.
It was on the Twitter feed, too, so whatever you got there is what I have.
So you have the stuff from Giga, then?
Yeah.
Okay. stuff on the blog post here. So we got two questions about a certain announcement that went down this week. One from Liam Patrick and the other one from Alan Kolahuzu. I think that's how you pronounce it.
I have a couple as well.
Okay. This first question was, what's everybody's opinion on the controversial announcement of a sequel to Final Fantasy? It says 12. I'm assuming he meant 13.
Yeah.
And Alan's question is kind of like right along on that. What is your opinion about Final Fantasy 13-2? He follows that up with, should this game has to be the same? Like, first one in gameplay.
I can has sequel. I'm very scared for humanity. I would run the other way as quickly as possible. I'm not happy. Let's just tell. I'll just say that up front. Not happy with this at all. I don't know where they got the idea that there should have been a 13-2, but it's retarded.
Well, it's because the first one sold so well.
How about like a 7-2 or 8-2? That'd be nice. But a 13-2, fuck that.
I think a lot of this is they already have the assets for...
Right. They don't have to rebuild the entire tech. And
yes, yeah. That's
true. But they are making Versus 13, so it's like... I don't understand
this. Yeah, and they have another PSP game coming out, too. It's like, they have this whole collection. I mean, they are really putting a lot
I think they should stop fucking up their sequels and just make it 14 or 15 or whatever the fuck.
They really screwed the pooch, I'm telling you. I'm not pleased. Ever since Enix got into the whole mind fuck of Squaresoft, it's been downhill, dude. I liked Squaresoft back when it was Squaresoft, not Square Enix.
How about this? I don't care either way, because I don't play a fucking game.
Yeah, I'm just not going to play it, that's all. I mean,
yeah.
I didn't enjoy... If you love the battle system, fine, you'll probably love the next game, whatever. I thought it was boring, didn't entertain me at all.
Chris, you liked X2, right?
Yeah.
What'd you like about it?
It was an interesting style. Like, it was class based battle, the way you would bounce in between. Uh-huh. I mean, the premise of it was stupid, that it was like, you know, the dress sphere system. So it was like costume changes when you'd have them do a different type of class, like they would switch into a different costume, and it was like that was ridiculous.
Yeah,
but it was, you know, very tactical in the way you had to deal with things. It was just like, you could switch on the fly, and you move from, you know, a healer to a mage, like a black mage, or you know, a magic user to a fighter. Like, you could bounce in between the two, and that's what I liked about it. Like, the story of X2 was terrible. It really didn't follow along very well with 10 at all, and you know, it was shorter though, so. That had that going for it. And it was, you know, it was a return to that world, though. So I enjoyed 10. I enjoyed the story of 10. And I enjoyed, you know, the way the combat system worked. I haven't actually seen the trailer for 13-2. I heard something along the lines of, like, you know, another dress sphere type system. Is that accurate?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I never played X2, so I guess it's good as mine.
I'm not opposed to a 13-2. As I said earlier, I am confused as to why they're making this when Versus 13 still hasn't come out. Which, whatever the hell that game is.
I think they're looking for good press as opposed to the bad press they've been getting for a while.
Yeah, I'm not sure 13-2 is the way to go about it. And I'm not saying it's going to be a bad game. I think if you enjoyed, you know, what 13 was, you'll probably enjoy 13 too, but there's a lot of you out there that aren't going to get anything out of 13 too, or get it at all.
All right.
So to answer Alan's question, should this game has to be the same? No, this game does not has to be the same.
Excellent. He has come to a conclusion.
It should not has to be the same. All right. So next question comes from Secret Tunnel.
Oh, I know him.
What is the most important part of a video game narrative? Characters, plot, setting, music, etc.
I think characters for me. Location, of course, counts. Like, you can tell with Assassin's Creed 2. I mean, I really enjoyed the Renaissance location, but I feel that the characters are the reason that brought it to life. So I think in the end it comes down to characters for me. So that's what I'll go with.
All right.
I'm going with Ozzy on this one. I mean, really, you can make any location interesting if you build up the characters and you make it seem like they belong where they belong. And I don't know, an interesting character can tell interesting stories, and I don't know, the story really flows from your experience with that character and what you do with them. So build a good character, and the rest will fall in around it, I think.
Boom.
Yeah, I mean, even if a good story has bad characters, you're not going to want to play it. So I'm going to go with you on that. For a game narrative, I think the characters are kind of most important. Jeff?
All right.
What?
That's nice. Moving on.
What do you like about game narrative?
I like skipping it to just play the game.
Okay. All right.
Moving on.
Done.
Nacho asks, what the fuck happened to the game called Brink? It was supposed to come out in fall 2010 sometime, and the IGN release date says January 25th, but I haven't seen any advertising for it since last summer. Also, the town wasn't that great. Yeah, it was a good cops and robbers movie with some good acting, especially the dude from The Hurt Locker, but it didn't blow me away. Tell Jeff to stop making love to it. While you're at it, tell him to stop making love to Epic Mickey also.
Who wrote this in? Justin?
Nacho.
Nacho, that little motherfucker.
So, to answer his question, what happened to Brink? Amazon has it listed as coming out April 27th.
And that's probably correct.
I don't know. Well, it looks like a shooter of some sort.
Yeah.
Well, it's by Bethesda. Well, not by Bethesda. It's published by them.
Just give me fucking L.A. Noire. That's all I care about at this point.
All right. You heard Jeff.
There's no evidence that that's going to be a great game. I just...
Except for this awesome commercial that plays at my work every 2 minutes.
So you've just been brainwashed at this point.
Like it's Team Bonnie's first game ever. That's the thing that worries me. Like they've never put out any other game. So, I mean, it is Rockstar as a publisher. Okay. But I don't know. The developer is just an unknown. So you never know what it could be.
I'm interested in it, though. So.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm totally interested. I'm not selling my soul to it.
All right, next question comes from Viva La J-Max.
Viva La J-Max.
He said, this is based off something discussed on GameScoop. They talked about the term interactive entertainment and its application to games as varied as Super Meat Boy to Heavy Rain. I guess my question is, what do you think about this term as a suitable title? And would you rather see more games lend themselves to the hardcore stylings of Super Meat Boy or Shadow Complex, or the more story-driven style of Heavy Rain, regardless of whether or not you enjoyed that story?
I want to see more of both.
Yeah.
Was that a choice? Because I'll take that as well.
I don't think there has to be a choice between the, you know, I don't think there has to be one type of game made or like one thing trending.
Yeah, I don't, I'm good with all types of games. So more games is good. More good games like is better.
Games. As long as they're not as hard as Super Meat Boy, fuck that.
Right, I'd play another game like Shadow Complex.
That could, oh hell yeah!
Oh, I love that game.
You played it?
Shadow Complex? Hell yeah!
Okay, calm down there.
Played the shit out of that game. That game was fun.
Okay.
I want them to be like a Metroid type game like that every year. I don't care what they call it.
So what do you guys think
Metroid
of the term,
other W?
What do you guys think of the term interactive entertainment?
I use it with Fozzie's mom a lot.
Well, that's not very nice. This is why I don't hang out with you kids anymore.
I think it works in the as a description of games. That's what they are, interactive entertainment. So.
Yeah, I don't.
I go with that.
I mean, I wouldn't call it. It sounds a little pretentious, actually. But
you guys want to see the first chick I fucked here? Hold on.
Dude.
All right.
Was she interactive entertainment?
Yes.
That's just it. Like, it's the term is so ambiguous that it could describe anything.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're just sitting there and watching something, you're interacting. You're just not physically touching it, you know?
If you're, like, scratching your crotch at a movie, that's interactive entertainment, so.
Giggity.
All right. Viva La J-Max has a second question.
Shit.
What do you think will be the best superhero film this year and or the one you are looking forward to the most? X-Men First Class, Thor, Captain America, Green Lantern, or the Green Hornet? Oh. And do you think this is too many superhero films for one year, or will the Avengers just rule over all of them anyway?
Dark Knight Rises.
I don't think that's this year.
I'm not looking forward to any of them, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't know. I read a certain person's review of the Green Hornet, and I'm kind of interested in seeing that now.
Yeah, I sat there. I went in with the expectations of this is going to be a garbage film, because that's kind of what it looked like. And I had a lot of fun there. It was a good time.
Oh yeah.
So, but based on what's coming out the rest of the year. I'm not really interested in any of it.
Thor. The Green Lantern sounds like a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah, I like Ryan Reynolds, but...
It's not a role for him, I'm sorry.
Wait, Thor?
No, Green Lantern.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, and Thor, I don't know enough about. Like, I know who Thor is.
Yeah.
And I know the concept of the Thor comic. I just don't know enough.
Yeah, the trailer didn't really get me all that excited for it. I don't know.
Like, does it
and
take
you had that
place
little
in Asgard?
Teaser at the end of Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. It did.
Yeah,
that was Captain America, wasn't it?
No, they were unearthing the hammer.
Yeah, they found the hammer. But does Thor take place on Asgard? Does it take place in New York? Like, what the hell's going on there? Like,
yeah, it looks like it could be like half and half or something.
Captain America is just not a character I've ever been interested in. He kind of bores the fuck out of me.
Yeah, I'm not really excited for any of these characters. I'm really, really looking forward to the Spider-Man reboot when that happens in 2012. But yeah, not too excited for any of these.
2012 should be a good year for comics.
Yeah, 2012 is going to be a fucking phenomenal year.
You got Spider-Man, new Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Should be a new Iron Man at that point.
Yep.
A new Batman. And the Avengers movie, so. Yeah.
One more year.
Nothing this year.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Alright, we got one in the email.
Yay.
From Paul Graham. Happy 23rd podcast, guys, and here are my questions.
Nice.
Another Final Fantasy XIII 2 question. As you all probably know, Final Fantasy XIII was in the yes, we know. As a person who hasn't played Final Fantasy XIII yet, I can't readily tell if the criticism for it was justified or not. But what makes a game like Final Fantasy X great and Final Fantasy XIII, to quote the Irish bassist, a polished turd? From what I've seen and heard, the game seemed to have a lot in similarities, and I'm curious to hear your guys' thoughts on the matter.
No Blitzball equals death. I didn't even like Final Fantasy X all that much, but Blitzball was fucking fun as shit.
So if 13 had Blitzball, you would have been like, eh, it's on the same.
Oh, fuck it. It's fucking, yeah.
Well, 13 didn't have any mini games because, heaven forbid.
And if they did, I didn't get it within the past, like, 7 hours. So, yeah, I didn't spend enough time with it. I don't know. I didn't like it.
I didn't play 10, but 13 was garbage. So my advice is don't play 13.
10 was, yeah. 10 was a bit linear, too, I must admit, but it was not as, yeah, I don't think it was as linear as 13, though.
There was no overworld.
Yeah, exactly. And,
it's, like, basically it was, you know, it's like, I'm playing 9 right now, like, all the levels themselves are all, you know, you walk in a pretty much.
I think, yeah. Line. I think that 9 was like the last true Final Fantasy when you look back at it. So
yeah, you had the overworld map and
yep.
I don't know. I like 10. And what I played of 13, I liked, but it's coming down to, you know, people have changed their tastes on how they want to play RPGs, and Square doesn't seem to know what they want to do with the Final Fantasy series right now either.
Alright.
So his second question is, what do you guys think made previous Final Fantasy games the pinnacle of their genre?
I think we pretty much covered that right there, right? Like, open world. I think open world is a much bigger thing than they realize.
It's with the Final Fantasy questions. What the fuck?
I think part of it is that games used to offer a lot less gameplay than they do now. Whereas now you can get something like Halo and Reach and play for hours and hours and hours. But really the only genre that offered that to you with any variety in the gameplay whatsoever was RPGs.
Yeah.
And I think now there's so much competition that the flaws in the genre tend to come through a lot more. And I think people expect more now than they did before.
It's a very valid point. And some of it, too, is like, you look back and Final Fantasy 2 and 3 on the Super Nintendo had very good stories for that time. And as you said, Tony, like they offered a variety of, you know, length of gameplay and different stuff. And then once they hit the PS1 era, it kind of changed the way people looked at games. They went from being, you know, these the story and gameplay driven experiences to these more cinematic experiences, and it was more like a graphics draw. Like, people jumped on it because of what those games looked like. I think you go back and play Final Fantasy VII now, it's not a terrible game, but it's also not the game that people, you know, suck its cock over, so.
Hey-o.
So I think at this point, you know, every game looks good. So having a game that looks good just isn't gonna cut it anymore.
Yeah.
And Jeff doesn't play Final Fantasy, so
he does not. Nope. He has no opinion.
And his final question on this is, what exactly would you change about Final Fantasy 13-2 if given the
everything.
Chance? You change everything?
I would blow it up, say no -2, get fucking 13 out of my life. Start back at Final Fantasy 1, get excited. Reboot!
Just start it all over again.
That's right. Why not? It's the
I think they just need to ditch the stupid Final Fantasy name and start over. Oh, like, come up with an original idea. For the love of God, you've made how many Final Fantasy games by now? Show us Look something else.
Do you think that maybe the Final Fantasy name...
It's a name brand, though, dude. It's like telling Porsche to just like scrap the Porsche name and start back from square one. You don't do that.
Right, but do you think that maybe that's some of the problem, though, is that, you know, when you go and you buy a Porsche, like...
You expect greatness. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, you don't get that. Yeah.
It's not that, you know, maybe they're still playing good games, but they're not delivering those top-line games.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Well, maybe they should just have a separate game, like, not... You don't need to stop the Final Fantasy thing entirely, but give it a few years to just cool down. Come back with, like, you know... And, well... Because then again, look what they do with fucking 13. We waited like 6 years for it. I mean, seriously. I don't know. Whatever. They just need to drop Enix again. Just go back to Squaresoft and just be original gangsters like they used to be. I think it's too late
now. And now they have Eidos, too. I can only imagine what they're going to do with that, man.
Fuck.
Just Cause. And all those great Eidos
things. I'm done talking about Final Fantasy for the night.
So. All right. Well, that's it for questions. That's all I had. So,
Hold on. I got a couple.
What do you guys got?
You can go ahead, Napa.
All right. Our first question is from Corey Milne, who wants to know, what have you done with Fozzie? I don't know what to tell his mom.
How would he know where my mom is?
Everybody knows where your mom is.
Oh, you son of a... I don't like this idea at all. Well, I'm here just for you, Corey, so just listen to this podcast. You can hear my sweet, sultry voice all you want.
We're just glad we found you, Fozzie.
Yeah, I was hiding in the corner. It was okay. It's my corner, so it's nice.
And Movie Guru 83 would like you to know that it's Thursday, his night with your mom, so he'll try to be gentle with the news.
What the fuck? Playing coordination.
But he's never gentle with her, so I'm not sure how that all works out. But
shut it. What's your next question?
Gigawatt Conduit has a real question. What's the funniest thing that's happened to you in an online gaming match?
Oh God.
Let's see. I have a couple. I was playing Battlefield Bad Company 2 once, and some guy killed me. And I respawn, and I look through my sniping scope as he was teabagging my corpse, and and blew his head off. So that was kind of fun.
I honestly, I'm going to have to pass on this one. I can't remember.
I have another one where I was playing Halo Reach a couple weeks ago, and my team was down by like 5 kills, and this guy on my team starts shouting in the mic, "You fucking fags, we're fucking losing!" At some point, he gets to the point where he's screaming at everybody. He's just like, "You're all fags!" So I turned. I happened to be standing right next to him at the time, and I attached a sticky grenade to his head.
You sure that wasn't me?
Obviously, he booted the TK, but it was totally worth it.
I mean, it might not be the funniest thing that's ever happened to me before, but playing with you, Tony, a couple times in Battlefield, where. You will just revive me as we are getting shot. Like, I am out in the middle of fire.
Oh, I know. Fucking
and I died, and you revived me again.
Like, he cares. He just wants a point, that freaking
That's right. Trick. I'm just getting those points, man. That's all that really matters.
Jeff, you got any ones?
You know, nothing... I'm sure there's been funny shit, but nothing specific comes to mind, man. How many thousands of online games have you played?
It's tough.
I still remember, like, first getting Xbox Live, though, and that was, like, I want to say 3 years ago. I mean, I was late to it. And I just remember getting Texas Hold'em and playing that shit every night till, like, 4 a.m, and just having a blast with it all the time, and kicking people's asses. I still kick people's ass on that game. But nothing specific, nothing funny.
I remember another one. It was after I got my 360... I had just gotten Gears with it as well, and it was one of the first games I'd ever played online on my 360. And Gears is a tough game to get into, the multiplayer is.
Yeah.
Especially if you haven't kept up with it. Like, you know how, like, you don't play Halo for a little bit, or you don't play Call of Duty for a little bit.
And you suck.
Yeah, and like you jump in and like you're just not as good as everybody else. Well, that was kind of what happened. Like, I had never played before, and I'm playing with all these guys that play all the time. And somehow I ended up being the last person alive on my team. And there was another guy on the other team going, and you just hear my guys, like, they're yelling at me to, you know, like, try and either get the draw out or, you know, actually kill this dude, which wasn't going to happen. And somehow I got the drop on him, got my chainsaw out, and I did the guy in half, and they just ripped this guy apart, saying how, they're like, you let this sap get you? He hasn't done shit the entire game. Like, they were just ripping this dude apart, and not funny for him, but... we got any other questions?
Let's see. Gigawatt asked some more questions. What's a game you want, but you're probably never going to get? And he gives the examples of Coder 3, Conquer 2.
I want Zone of Enders 3. I don't know if he said that, but I want fucking Zone of Enders 3. So bad.
We're talking a game that doesn't exist, then.
Well, yeah, exactly. I know that Kojima said that he actually does want to work on... I know that Zone of Enders is his most anticipated franchise besides Metal Gear that he wants to work on. So hopefully, maybe in 5-10 years, we'll get one if we're lucky.
I'm going with a new Masters of Orion game. I love that series.
In terms of games that'll never be like made, Toe Jam and Earl 3 would be awesome.
Battletoads game.
Oh shit. Maybe that's what Rare is working on, you never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Fucking Rare.
Ew.
I'd like a new, you know, TIE Fighter X Wing type game.
Alright.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen.
Yeah, it's probably never, so.
Tony, hit us up.
Alright. One last question from Gigawatt Conduit. Most holy shit moment in a game ever?
Damn it, these are tough. I mean, like, how can you just, like,
so single-handedly...
I remember one that really sticks out is the end of Halo 3, when you're on the Warthog, and then everything's around you, and you're just like, the music's fucking blaring, and you're just like, oh shit, I cannot fuck this up. I have to do this in one shot. And then I was like, oh god, everything's fucking falling around me, and then you have to make that one last jump to get onto the ship. I thought that was pretty badass. That's definitely a holy shit moment. For me.
The first Mass Effect fighting on the outside of the elevator at the end of the game.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was when you can see like the fleet battling above you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
Also, when the Russian level in Modern Warfare 2, I thought that was very controversial, and it kind of made me feel pretty guilty when I was killing all those civilians.
See, that one I knew about before I played it. I thought in Call of Duty 4 when the nuke went off, because no one knew that was going to happen.
That is true. Like, yeah, that was a good one, too. And then your guy, oh my god, and you had to, like, you had to crawl him out and stuff.
Yeah.
And he dies and shit.
And you're like, okay, how do I get to the spot where my screen top's turning red? And you're like,
that was really cool.
Or the twist in BioShock, I thought, was a big oh shit.
Oh, that was a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many good ones out there. It's crazy.
The first time you get a power pellet in Pac-Man Championship Edition DX. Oh, like,
we talked about this.
Watching the Normandy get ripped apart at the beginning of Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, that was pretty tight, too.
I felt so bad. Like, you want to talk to other people about that, but you're like, no, I can't spoil this for you. But I want to tell you how cool it is, but it's like in the first 5 minutes of the game, and it's
like the most massive spoiler you can
find. Such an awesome opening. So, is that it?
Gigawatt Conduit also wanted to know that listening to you all talk about astrology last week make you sound like a bunch of whiner bitches who give a fuck.
That sounds like how he talks.
Yeah, not the best grammar there, Gigawatt, I gotta say.
Oh, wait, that was just a statement? He was just stating
That was a statement, yes.
Okay, I have a couple questions.
Fozzie is a whiner bitch, I have to say that. But
your the rest of us, too. Not so much. Anyways, alright. This one is from Greg Hutto. He writes, why are Jeff's blogs marked as humor when they are clearly not?
Who asked that?
Greg Hutto. You'll never know. You'll never know. Greg Hutto.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised
and,
I noticed that.
Second one is... And how
I don't get to answer the question.
Yeah, answer that question. We'll go on.
They're all marked with Fozzie's mom, too.
Yeah, right. That was just... I want to see if people are paying attention. I put little things in there to see if people are actually reading. But I guess the humor thing is, to me, I think even in like the most depressing things that there's some humor to be found. So even if I'm writing about terrible shit, which I am, I always mark it as humor, too. Even if I'm not always trying to be funny.
Because somebody will find it funny.
Or I'll slip at least one little bit of humor somewhere in there. I'll try anyways.
Alright, the second part of his question is, and how does Chris edit the podcast and cut out all of Jeff's heavy breathing?
I don't know. How do you do that?
Jeff doesn't heavy breathe during the shows.
Oh, see, people keep saying I breathe heavy, but I've noticed it on some YouTube
videos. You do.
I think you save most of it for,
yeah.
Like, I've noticed
you save it for Tiny Chat. That's what happens.
Like, I hear you on Tiny Chat, you're like breathing like really loud. Like,
but you use a headset when you're recording this too, right, Jeff?
Yeah, I almost always use a headset.
Do you use a headset when you're recording your YouTube videos, or?
Sometimes, yeah.
What?
So, I don't know, I guess the smoking and the eating have caught up.
Oh, really?
Unfortunately.
I think it's time to find a gym there, Jeff.
I've been trying to eat healthier, but it's been a struggle.
Oh, no, don't tell me that you went awry.
Well, I've made a few slips.
Damn it, Jeff. A few. Not even one. All
don't
right.
Worry, Jeff. When we meet up at PAX, we'll go running. We'll see how that works out.
You're not going to run.
He'll fucking pass out.
Running to the elevator.
He's going to be running with a bottle of scotch in his hand. Alright, so I think this is the last question of the night. Dead or Alive Dimensions for 3DS, the new Dead or Alive game.
Who's asking this question?
This is actually AJ IGN from IGN. Anyways, Dead or Alive Dimensions for 3DS. Will kids get seizures from motorboating these screens?
What?
I think that in Korea, somewhere in that Asian region, that someone will get a seizure. So, yes.
Well, they've never seen breasts that big, right?
That big.
Not in real life.
Tomo? So, yeah. That's my Asian voice.
Yeah, we just got rid of our Asian listener again. He just quit.
Yeah, Dal's like, fuck this. I've been watching this shit too many times. So, I think we're good to go then.
Yeah, it's just about. We actually did just get one more that came in. TM Jedi asks, who would win, Superman or the Hulk?
Well, I think Superman. The Hulk is indestructible.
We talk about Superman could just
The Hulk is like, in Marvel, the Hulk is like the most dangerous character in the universe.
Dude, isn't he? I mean, like, Superman is... He's super.
Well, Superman can get tired, and Superman has weaknesses. The Hulk has no weaknesses.
But would the Hulk know how to exploit those weaknesses?
Well, at some point, Superman can get, like, exhaust himself and get tired. The Hulk just keeps going.
So eventually Superman will get to that.
I cannot believe you're actually talking about that. Hulk
runs out of rage or something, isn't that how he operates?
Hulk doesn't run out of rage.
Duh. Idiot.
Like, the Hulk, like, he becomes the Hulk when his dude gets hurt. So, I mean, how are you gonna... like, you can't exploit that.
I don't know. I say Superman wins. I could be wrong on this. I'm no expert.
Batman
finds a way to kill
him. All right,
Batman wins my heart.
Batman. That's where I'm going with this.
The hard part is they're from different universes, so there's like no basis of comparison.
Dude, I'm totally gonna Brett Favre of Hayshire.
All right.
All right. Giga. Who were the other questions from tonight, Foss?
We had AJ and Greg Hutto for me.
Greg. Alright. Jeff, pick a number between 1 and 20.
8.
Alright, Greg. We're going to send you a copy of the Humble Indie Bundle. And Tony, number between 1 and 20.
14.
And Viva La J-Max, we are going to send you a copy as well. So shoot us an email, perfectlysane@vagary.tv, and we will shoot that over to you.
Nice.
And I believe that's about it.
Yay!
That about wraps this up, so...
That's what he said.
I think you guys need to get drunker next time. We can't let Fozzie carry all the weight here.
That is true. I've been drinking for, like, all four of you tonight. This is fucked.
I just got off work, damn it. I'm catching up. Yeah,
shut it.
I had a beer, like, 4 hours ago. Does that count?
Shut it, Nathan.
Fuck no.
It was Grimbergen, and it was a Belgian import. It was delicious.
Means nothing to me.
Nothing. Alright,
if you like beer, then it would mean something to you.
I officially dub this podcast adjourned. Perfect.
Alright. So, yeah, go use our code at godaddy.com. PSane749.
GoDaddy.
And fart your way on over there.
Yay, farts.
All right, folks. I believe that's about it.
Larry, kids.